MSO News Sports following the Lynn Babe Ruth All-Star Team, and Rich Avery, coach on the team, is joining us now again. Rich, it's Saturday afternoon, and another 6-5 win for you guys this time over Pittsfield.
Yes, I guess that's our lucky number in this tournament. Again, we did our usual basic come out early, jumped out to a lead early, and we like to almost try to give it away in the middle of the game, and then we hold on with solid defense.
Well, I guess share with us, yesterday, Rich, when we talked, I was prepared with a few game details, which I am not right now. So tell us about how much of a lead did you jump out to, and what were the innings and so on?
Yeah, we had a couple runs in the bottom of the – we had one run in the bottom of the first, ended up scoring another two runs in the second, and then – ended up, it was 6-2 going into the fourth inning. We kind of busted it open a little bit. We actually had guys bases loaded with one out when we were up 6-2, but we fizzled out in that inning. And then we kind of went quiet through the middle of that game. We went 1-2-3 in three innings in a row, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. And then so we just kind of hanging on there, made a couple great defensive plays throughout the game. Had a guy come in to pitch for us. Chris Mock started the game, pitched lights out for the first two innings. The Pittsfield team's a very good team, very good hitters, well coached. We knew it was a matter of time before they started hitting. So we just kind of tried to minimize the damage. They had a good inning, I think, in the third where they scored three runs against us, and then they came right back in the fourth and scored another two to make it, they scored the two runs in the sixth to make it 6-5. So it was kind of kind of got interesting at the end there. But then we had, after Chris Marks was done, we brought in a kid, Jake Peterson, that we actually just added to the roster because we lost one of our guys. He was on our 14-year-old team, and he came in and shut him down.
All right, nice. So, like I did yesterday, so a couple of big hits. Who might have had big hits for you today?
Chris Mock started it off with a single, RBI single in the first. Shay Newhall had another RBI single. He's been red hot. And just a couple timely hits here and there. I think it was more of our defense than anything that saved the day today. We got a quick out in the top of the seventh, and we had a ground ball hit to short. The ball got thrown away past our first baseman, but our catcher was backing up. The catcher came over, slid, and threw the guy out at second base, which is basically basically saved the game from there, Kyle Cummings.
Well, I tell you, when you're at this time of the season, defense is such a huge key, and it saves games, as you just kind of noted right there.
Yeah, we preach. We work a lot on D. We work a lot during practice on defense, different situations, bunt rotations. We preach being where you're supposed to be at all times. And it's good to see, it's good to see the practice show in the games. They're just fundamentally sound, this team, and they really never give up.
Is there anything I have another question for you, but is there anything else you want to add, Rich, about today's game, the Saturday game?
Yeah, it was just, it was another hot day. We start our day early, our game was at 1 o'clock. We hit today at 10:30, and it's being away, and it's not sleeping in your own bed. These kids are just focused right now, and they, they do the right things. They've been in bed early. They've been, going to their team dinners, going to our team meetings, and just they're doing all the right things. It's kind of fun to watch these kids doing what they're doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So now again, another 1 o'clock game on Sunday. So tell us about what that matchup is, and you guys are 2-0 at this point.
Yeah. So we have Rochester, New Hampshire tomorrow. They're always a good team as well. I mean, they've lost. They're 0-2, but they've lost two close games. And but I think that we have secured the first round by the bye and the first seeding in our pool. So we'll continue to play our game the way we play it and try to win tomorrow, and we'll be pitching. We'll be ready for Tuesday.
Okay, so just for the schedule, you play tomorrow. So that's your third game in the New England Regionals, and then you'll there's another game on Tuesday. Then,
yeah, we'll wait the winners from Monday's games to see who plays us on Tuesday.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Rich, great. Thanks for taking some time to join us, and we'll check back again tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. You take care, and again, have a great night, and we'll talk tomorrow. There he is.
Thank you.
Yep. Rich Avery from Lynn Babe Ruth. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.